This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The runners lead and go in the pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle and sliding
by Swanson. Oh, kicked it. We're going to score two.
It's still untouched. Here comes Reynolds in to score. The Pirates take the lead after Dansby Swanson kicked the ball away at short. Sometimes you need a little good luck.
How about that? All they have to do is stop it, and we don't score even one run. But he kicked it all the way out in the right field. We score everybody.
He was trying to just smother that ball, and instead it shot into shallow right center field from the shortstop position into no man's land. And McCutchen brings them both in. He's standing at second base. An incredible turn of events.
Somebody has fallen out of the stands.
We need to pause here. I think everybody is just now realizing what has happened, and I'm going to be intentionally quiet here. There are players kneeling and looking in the direction of right field. There's a crew of folks right now, medical personnel, attending to a person who was lying on the warning track at the foot of the Clemente Wall, which, as we know, is 21 feet tall. And we know nothing more than that right now.
So we edited that so that we could fit it in. But what you heard from Joe Block there really took place over the course of like 10 minutes. I mean, they let the situation breathe. Here's the latest we know. And you can find a lot of information right now on 93.7thefan.com. Allegheny General Hospital spokesperson Dan Laurent confirmed to KDKA TV's Jennifer Barrasso that this man who is in his 20s was taken to the AGH Trauma Center. He was in critical condition. They're saying he has a skull fracture. That's the information we have at this time. Now, there is a video circulating. The TV broadcast would not show what happened for obvious reasons. If you want it, you can find it. I didn't seek it out necessarily. It found me. It is very disturbing. So I would warn people, if you're not into looking for stuff like that, probably don't. And it'll probably get into your algorithm on the X because of the Pirates. But obviously, as scary a situation as we've seen take place at PNC Park, Doran, and people are going to speculate on what happened. And I don't think there's a place for us, obviously, to do that. I know I can speak for everyone when I say thoughts and prayers go out and you hope for the best in what sounds like a horrific and what looked like a horrific situation. But I can't recall anything like that happening at a sporting event apart from the DeMar Hamlin incident a couple of years ago. And obviously that was a player on the field taking part in a violent game.
Yeah, I'm sure things like this have happened. In the last 30, 40 years, I'm sure that they've happened before, but it's just terrible to watch that video and to, you know, it's one thing to see tweets about it, then it's another thing to see the video and just being like, wow, like, You know, and as you just said very perfectly, I'm not into the speculation at this point of what the reasoning could be around it. I just know that it's awful. And then that person, he was with a couple friends from what I read, and just the people at PNC Park, to experience that is awful. Very awful.
Derek Shelton didn't get into any of the baseball stuff after the game, and it was a big win for the Pirates. And we'll get into the game itself coming up in the next segment. But he didn't feel like it was right to talk about the game. The clubhouse was closed after the game, which I thought was also the right thing to do. You could see Andrew McCutchen visibly shaken at second base. I mean, that was the play of the game. We wanted to include everything for the context. Visibly shaken. You had all the Cubs out there praying. You had Shelton and the manager of the Cubs run out to alert the umpires. The umpires, as Shelton said after the game, they didn't see it because of the way the ball had kicked.
Right.
They're following the play. You're following the ball. You're following the base runners. You're making sure everything is going right there. So they didn't see it. And kudos to the Pirates training staff, the Cubs training staff. They were the first ones out there. They sprinted directly to right field. It did also look like I think a friend had worked their way down to the lower fence there in center field, right center field, to jump down and then attend to their friend too. So obviously a terrifying situation. I will say this about the people speculating. We're not going to speculate, as we've said. There are people out there speculating, oh, alcohol had to be involved, or oh, that he threw himself off. This isn't the time for speculation. And let's just say there was booze involved. It doesn't mean the guy deserved it. I've seen some awful, cruel things on social media. And I think that's the minority, because I think Pittsburgh rallies around people.
Mm-hmm.
We got a great town like that. But nobody should feel like they go to a baseball game and that they could fall and be injured in that way.
Yeah.
So just a terrible situation at PNC Park. We hope the young man is okay. We hope the family and friends are with him and that they're okay. Because just not something you expect to be watching, not something you expect to be talking about, frankly, the next morning. There was the Texas Rangers fan who fell from the left field seats behind the out-of-town scoreboard and died. I think it was Josh Hamilton who threw him a baseball, and he was reaching over to get the ball, and he fell.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I also remember one, I think it was at Wrigley.
Yeah, I saw somebody tweet one about Wrigley.
Yeah. And then there was another at Yankee Stadium, and the way that Yankee Stadium, before netting was all the way down the first and third base lines, the Yankees had it where above home plate, they had a net too. So you had a net above home plate that would connect down all the way down behind the screen where you foul balls off so people, you know, don't get hit. And someone fell on top of that netting and had to climb their way back up. That happened like 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just fell right into the netting like a circus act.
Yeah, like a, yep.
You're doing the high wire act.
Yeah.
Obviously, jeez, if there's any news on this, hopefully good news, we will let you know. And you can find out more on 93.7thefan.com.